This is Solid Snake, and you're listening to This Week in Geek with Mike the Birdman Dodd and the rest of the Twig crew on ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Internet Rage, the Prototype. I am Jamie J.J. Johnson, and I'm joined by...
Mike the Birdman Dodd. It's been about a week or so since we've been around.
Yeah, I had a swap meet last weekend. My bad. That's why we couldn't really do anything. I was prepping.
Yeah, plus last week we had a lot of content come out with the Mortal Kombat topic show. Last week was fairly busy. This week we've had a botched role where I talk about Star Wars. I think we have a new Last Exit to Ponyville coming up. I know Dr. Gonzo and Skyblaze are... supposed to be taking care of that as of today, I think. So hopefully we'll have an episode of that next week. But I guess we should find out. What have we been playing or doing the last couple of weeks?
Well, like I said, I went to a swap meet, so I picked up a couple games there. Sold a lot of stuff. And what have I been playing? I've still been playing that Pokemon Shuffle. That game is so addictive. I only play it once every 2.5 hours, though, because I refuse to pay for the tokens to come back. What else have I been playing? I want to say it's mostly that, just because I've just been prepping so much for that swap, which is now over, so now I can get back to playing games. I've got a giant list of games that I just want to jump into. I've been kind of cutting back on Final Fantasy XIV. I'm like, hey, you know what? MMO to the side. I got all these games that are still sealed that need to be played. I've had a bit of a hankering to play Smash Bros., so we might need to do that soon.
Yeah, I would actually love to get a chance to get like a community kind of Smash night together. So, if you guys have any kind of interest in that, poke us on the Facebook page, which is in the episode post, or talk to us on Twitter at BirdmanDodd for me and at DobazX for you. Mm-hmm. Myself, I've actually been playing a lot of Mass Effect for the other podcast I work with. For Terrible Warriors, we're going to be doing a Mass Effect RPG. So it turns out I actually forget a lot of the gameplay. So it's almost like playing it again for the first time. I forgot how much I don't like number one in a lot of ways. Because I've built my person to be the ultimate... Pardon?
The driving simulator?
I'm okay with that, but the problem is, if you don't build your characters the right way for combat, you can get your ass thumped really, really fast. So I've made my character, Stephanie Shepherd, to be the ultimate diplomat. I'm not much of a combat machine. I'm only focusing on assault rifles because, truthfully, it's the only gun I ever really use anyow. And, it's not going well because I put all my points into charm and everything, and I have to max out decryption so I can open up different lockers and shit because my idea is I'm building it the way I've done this before, where I'm going to have my first romance will be with Caden, so I'm going to kill Ashley, and then in Mass Effect 2 and 3, I'm gonna go shack up with Garrus, because as much as I like Caden, Garrus is badass, and Caden, you're kind of a pussy. I've been playing that. I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty Modern Warfare, especially since they've got the new DLC. There's new things in the advanced supply drops. In fact, this past week, on Tuesday actually, we got the new DLC gun, which is a old school 6-shot revolver called the M1 Irons. So now I'm running around dressed as a cowboy with akimbo M1 Irons, and I'm just wrecking people. Last night, one of my best moments I've ever had in this game. Wish I recorded this. I'm running down a hallway in Biolab, and I've got my two guns out, and I yell, "Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!" And I headshotted one guy, and then just pumped the other dude full of lead, double kill, and did that during a boost slide. So I'm sliding across the floor, he's trying to hit me, it ain't happening. And then at the end of that one, pulled out my dual PDW chuckers, which are these fully automatic pocket spray and pray pistols, waste another dude. And I'm just thinking, goddamn, that is some Matrix John Woo type shit right there. Now, I was recording this on my other Xbox One in the bedroom, so I don't have my Kinect, so I can yell Xbox, record that. So forever is that moment got lost to history, but it was so badass. And right now I'm working on my fourth Master Prestige, so I'm technically level 20-something now in that game. So if you wanted to figure out, you get, there's 50 levels per Prestige. So I don't even know what the math works out to that. Something like I'm level 200, I guess. I don't know.
I was going to play Titanfall today because I had like an hour or two of time there where I was just sitting around. I ended up going for a nap because I have it for PC and Xbox One, and I really wanted to just play on my PC. I didn't feel like going to the couch and all that. So I loaded up, and it's like, Origin is down. I'm like, I'm going for a nap then. Fuck that.
I want to know if people... Actually, I posted this question last night on my Twitter, which if you guys want to follow me, it's at BirdmanDodd. I was actually asking, are people still playing Evolve? And are people still playing Battlefield Hardline online? Someone on my Facebook was mentioning, are people still playing Destiny? And one of my friends, Destin Laguerre from over at IGN, says, yeah, 20 million people are still playing Destiny. I know there's the new expansion and a new raid comes out in just a couple of weeks. I've not played Destiny since fucking November.
My question for that would be, how many of those people are only playing the multiplayer, like, versus?
Yeah, I'm really curious, because I'll see some people talk about the Vault of Glass and the other raids that are available for Destiny, but I know they've done a lot of reworking for the PvP, how the vendors work, so it's not such a grind to get gear and drops are more plentiful. You know what? I get less joy out of doing that than I do earning randomly advanced supply drops or just supply drops from Call of Duty. Plus, now they've instituted every 10 levels, you get an advanced supply drop, which is usually one of the paid drops. So your odds of getting gear are relatively really good. You're always guaranteed to get one piece of gear, professional or above, and always guaranteed to be one weapon in them.
I just want a Titanfall 2 to come out.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping there'll be something announced for that for E3, which is coming up really fast, just under a month now.
I'm not even excited for Halo 5 yet. They need to release something to make me just like, oh my god, I need this.
I want to know what's going to go into the Collector's Edition, because I've got it pre-ordered through Best Buy, and I want to know what the Prestige Edition is going to be for Call of Duty Black Ops 3 this year. Which looks like it has robots. You've got exo abilities, but not true exo jumping. You've got like a boost thing. It's kind of weird. I know there's a multiplayer beta right now. I'm not in it. I'm actually probably going to call Activision after we're done this show to try and get in on it. But I'm not super pumped for anything this year, since that kind of ties into what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about Konami games in this show. And you can't talk about this without talking about what's happened in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I mean, there's actually been a couple articles that were released like last night and today that are pretty hilarious how much people, like, one of them, who was it by? I can't remember, but it was one of the bigger game magazine publishers, like, websites, and the title of it was just Konami Sucks.
That was Kotaku, actually. Yeah, and they just posted an article. This came up just a couple of hours ago, where there were people that were selling their PlayStation 4s online on eBay with the playable teaser included on the software. Evidently, eBay is taking down those auctions. Now, I looked last night before the show went to air, seeing how many of these listings have been completed. I saw a couple go for over $2,000.
Well, before we like get into that, let's at least fill in anybody that doesn't know what's been happening, because, I mean, some people live under a rock and don't use the internet. I didn't know right away. You were, like, messaging me, we gotta do a show on this, it's oh my god! I'm like, what happened? I don't want to look it up. So what has happened? A chain of events over the last, like, 2 weeks. Hideo Kojima is, at this point now, has been confirmed that he's going to be leaving Konami. In a very roundabout way that it's confirmed. Like, I still don't even know if it's 100%, but, like, and for people that don't know, Hideo Kojima is the creator of all the Metal Gear Solid games, one of the, a very big player in video game history, basically, and one of the reasons Konami is what it is today. So, Konami had pulled a move where it's dissolving Kojima Studios and the title of that, and other studios as well, trying to make them all seen as just Konami. I see that as a business move of they just want their name to be recognized, because when you think Metal Gear, you think Kojima. You don't think Konami. And that might be one of the reasons why they've done that. But by doing that, you've basically ripped out the name that somebody has made for themselves for their entire lives. So that is my assumption as to why Kojima is basically like, okay, screw you, Konami. I'm leaving then. He is going to be finishing Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain?
Yeah.
They always have the extra things on them. I never remember that. I only remember the number. So he is going to be finishing that, so that's a good thing. Like, his studio is working as contractors for the game now. They're going to finish that game, and then proceeding forward, it sounds like Konami will be continuing to make Metal Gear games, but there's a possibility that Kojima will have nothing to do with them. So that sucks for Metal Gear fans. I know you're crying right now.
Yeah, I'm definitely not happy with this, and the fact that they're going to continue to develop Metal Gear games without him means kind of the heart's going to be missing out of those games. But then again, maybe something awesome will come out of it. Color me skeptical at this point, but I'm waiting to be proven wrong.
Well, you never know. Every time somebody is changed for like the direction of a video game franchise, it can either be really bad or it can, you know, add some flavor to a series. That being said, Kojima's been so good at making games for so long, it's going to be a surprise if they can make a Metal Gear game better without him. The other things that have happened recently is whether it was Kojima and, I always forget his first name, but Del Toro. What's his first name?
Guillermo.
Guillermo Del Toro. We probably butchered that name, but...
as far as I know, that's pronounced right, but I'm not 100%.
So Kojima, Del Toro, and like Konami were working together to make the next Silent Hill game. I believe it was going to be called Silent Hills with an S. And it was going to have the likeness of, you're better with names, what's his name?
Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus.
Daryl from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, Daryl from Walking Dead. Was going to be starring his likeness, and they had a phenomenal teaser, playable teaser, that was actually called PT, playable teaser, or playable trailer, depending on what you thought it was, but it's either or. It was the first thing that has actually scared people in years in video games. And at the end of it, it basically said, like, it was like a preview saying Silent Hills and featuring him. And it was going to be made by Kojima and Del Toro, and the whole internet basically just shook over that, that media, that form of media. And for whatever reason, whether it be between Kojima and Del Toro, or Konami and the two of them, or Konami and Del Toro, we have no idea what happened, but that game has been canceled, and to the extent that Konami has actually removed PT, the playable teaser, from the PlayStation Network, and so if you don't already have it on your hard drive, it is no longer obtainable in any way, shape, or form. Which, because it was such a good game, and it was like it built atmosphere to scare you. Like it was, I haven't been scared out of a video game in like 10 years. That thing scared the crap out of me. So it literally is a piece of gaming history, and they've ripped it off of. Like, there's no ability to get access to that.
Well, yeah, because normally when a game is removed, they just remove it from the storefront. No, and you could download it via your downloaded games list from your history. No, they've even scrubbed it from the servers completely. Yeah, and
if you don't have it on your hard drive, it's gone.
Yeah, there was a guy...
They're just like, you know what, let's just fucking throw fire on the server.
There was a guy... Last night, I think he was a writer for like CNN's gaming coverage, and he wrote something along the lines of, Konami has not made the game, and that's sad, or something along those lines, but now they've made it infamous. they've added more to the mystery of it. Now, besides having the cool factor, now they've added scarcity to it. And playable teaser, like, to talk about it, me and Jamie's girlfriend, Tiffany, played this on my live stream a couple of months ago. And it was one of the best atmospheric games I have ever played. Like, there was a legit jump scare in it. And we're joking and carrying on. We're walking down this hallway, and this ghost woman just appears, like, just flashes in frame. And me and Tiffany are like, did we just see that, or what the fuck was that? And then it just rushes us, and then we're put back in the room where the game starts. I have never seen a game come as close to comparing to a horror film ever. Like, that game would have been amazing. And Konami, as Angry Joe might say, you done fucked up, for lack of a better phrase. And I don't know, I mean, maybe somebody out there knows. So feedback at thisweekingeek.net. Is this a part of the Japanese culture where it's like a revenge thing? Because Sony and Konami are both Japanese companies. And I'm just wondering if there's something in that corporate culture where they're like, okay, we're going to embarrass you and take you down. Because they've taken his name off this. They've taken his name off Metal Gear. And he tweeted out at the end of March that, you know what, I'm off. And I guess there's a lot more to the story than what we're being told. Supposedly, access to his corporate email, the phone system and everything was taken away from him and members of Team Kojima. So I'm just kind of wondering. Now, there was a clue hidden in playable teaser where Kojima kind of hinted at this. And it was something along the lines of, they never let me do anything new, but I'm going to go someplace different. I'm taking all my new toys with me. And I'm saying, well, that's...
Where was this?
Yeah, it's in the game. I'm not sure where, but I think if you look on Kotaku, they have, like, a link to it. But, yeah, there's... I don't know, that's kind of funny that they'd hide an Easter egg like that. Now, you can take that any way you want. That could be very well part of the storyline of Silent Hills, for all I know. But Kojima, if he's anything, he's the master of mindfuck. Look at the Metal Gear games. Need I say more?
Well, the interesting thing about all of this, like, entire situation as a whole, like, obviously it kind of stepping stones. First, we heard about a playable trailer, the Silent Hills game being canceled, and then it was like, okay, Kojima's leaving Konami now. Like, everything just kind of blew up for the last couple of weeks, and everything is just speculation because Konami isn't really saying anything. They're basically just like, okay, like, we've restricted some of the media access that his team has. And when they say that, the internet automatically assumes, okay, well, he's done something or they've done something. They don't want him to say anything. But it could be as simple as something more like Metal Gear Solid and or Silent Hills has something that, like, they've had problems with leaks in the past. So they don't want anything to be leaked, so they've been cracking down on their studios, restricting their access on things. I could be entirely wrong, though. It could just be what everyone's assuming. The problem is that Konami, the way they've been going about their media, is not telling people what's happening. So everyone is just assuming and creating stories, making rumors, and we still just don't know what's happening.
I don't know. Well, supposedly GameSpot had confirmed a lot of this, that, in short, Konami was fucking Kojima over. Now, I don't know what caused the falling out. That's something, right? We'll probably never know. Unless Kojima goes to a convention and says, hey guys, here's everything that ever happened ever. And even still, that's only one side of the story.
Yeah. So, I mean, my entire thought is just they wanted to have their name front and center on games, so they scrubbed his name and his studio into Konami, and being that high up in the game industry and having produced such, like, amazing games and having your name out there, that is a major pride thing, and that's the whole reason that I believe that they were doing that anyway, but they were taking over his, like, they were ruining his name to try to make their name front and center. So he didn't like that. I wouldn't like that. Like, if I had a studio and it had my name on it and people knew that name, and I had a publisher that was just like, no, 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 we want our name there now. You're not going to have that.
Well, it kind of sucks, though, because Kojima made them so much money with the Metal Gear franchise. And when you think of Konami, the franchises that come to mind when I think of Konami, I think of Metal Gear, obviously, Silent Hill, I think of Castlevania, and Contra.
Turtles.
And Turtles, but they haven't done those games in a really long-ass time. And it kind of sucks that they would just kind of crap on them to do this. I mean, it's not like they haven't made good games, because Konami has. They've got a rich history, especially with Nintendo. And it's not like they're a bad publisher, but it just seems of late. I mean, you don't crap on your superstar. I mean, for example, to use a really outdated one, when you think of Wayne Gretzky, for example, he was a hockey player that was very, very popular. He was synonymous with the Los Angeles Kings. He was synonymous with the Edmonton Oilers. Not so much the St. Louis Blues, who gives a shit. You're going to think of the two teams he was best known for. And for it's like those two hockey clubs saying, hey, 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 that's awesome and all, but we also have this other guy who... No, you want to emphasize your star player. I mean, it's like if he's going to make you money, who cares if he's if your pride has to be hurt to put you into the black? I say take it. And he's more than proven himself to be a phenomenal game designer and writer and director. I mean, among other things. So I don't see why Konami would not just let him play it out with Metal Gear Solid the Phantom Pain. Let him see what he can do with Silent Hills, and if he wants to retire or quit or whatever, let him go then. Don't do it before two of the biggest launches for your company, because the Silent Hill games of late have sucked. There hasn't been a really good one in years. This one got people excited about the franchise again.
So much hype.
Oh, yeah.
I've been sitting here waiting to buy a PS4 for, like, that game. So
yeah, and you know, to say this to Konami directly, I bought a PlayStation 3 because of Metal Gear. Like, this guy sold systems. That says something. That's a name that Sony would think would like want to keep happy too. So I'd be very curious to see where he goes after this. I mean, I'm glad the Phantom Pain is going to be finished because it comes out in September. Although, I'm only going to get the regular retail edition now. I was going to get the special edition.
It's still interesting, though, because from everything I've read of all the different reports from Konami, the, like, one tweet that you've seen from Kojima, all of these different articles, I still just feel like there's a big puzzle piece missing. And I've even read one article where people are actually... Because there's no information, right? People are making stuff up. And with Kojima and Del Toro, they're very known for their mind fucks. There's even a thought out there right now with this one article that I read that this is all a conspiracy to get Silent Hills even more hyped up, and they're actually going to release it.
I could see that from a PR angle, and this is my professional opinion, you can quote me on this, being fucking stupid! You don't want to get a negative opinion in the public's eye about this, because you want to just keep building hype for this, and
this is just people on the internet being idiots, because, yes.
Well, yeah, it's the internet.
People are trying to seek out playable trailer, they want to know what happened with Silent Hills, they're getting hyped and upset that Silent Hills is no longer there. So, like, it's putting Silent Hills back on you know, the map, but Konami is putting its name through the dirt. So, no internet. They're probably not doing a big conspiracy to actually release these and just get people wanting it more, because you would never put your main name through the dirt just for that.
Yeah, because you're taking an incredible risk with something that could even affect their stock. And that's something to talk about, too. They delisted themselves from the New York Stock Exchange. Now, they're still listed over in London. Now, some people have theorized that's because most of their shareholders are overseas, blah, blah, blah. Now they don't have to be answerable to anybody but themselves. But to me, that's signaling something of a larger problem. But once again, it's not like I know how to understand their financial data, nor am I going to pretend that I know what I'm talking about with this. Well, but Konami, they needed, I really think they genuinely need, they needed Silent Hills to be a hit, and they need Metal Gear Solid 5 to be a hit, because Ground Zeroes was very successful, but it pissed people off. Mm-hmm. Because it was, you essentially paid for a demo. In the very beginning, it was like $20. And then eventually the price got dropped to something a little bit more reasonable. But still, that's nuts. And then it's not like Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2 shattered anybody's expectations. In fact, it pissed a lot of people off. I would argue they've mishandled the Contra brand for a while, because Contra, the last uber successful one was, I think, the one on the DS. There was one that came out for the Wii. It was like an enhanced remake, I think, and it was okay. But all of Konami's more, I'd say, stuff in the last 5 years, outside of, like, say, Metal Gear Solid 4, which was 2008, 2009, if I'm not mistaken, hasn't been exactly blowing people's skirts up. You could argue the first Castlevania, Lords of Shadow, which was an interesting take on the franchise, to say the very least. But I'm not excited for anything coming out of Konami right now, and haven't been for quite some time, outside of playable teaser and Metal Gear Solid 5. I mean, if you go back in their history, if we go back to the NES days, my God, Konami meant quality.
Konami was my childhood.
Oh, yeah.
Code, like, everything. Like, if I go through half my collection for NES and Super Nintendo, it's mostly Konami, because my collection is games I played and Square Enix. So half of it's probably Konami, the other half is Square Enix.
Yeah, like, I'm looking at a list of best Castlevania, or best Konami games. This is put together by Ranker. Let's see how many, I'm going to read you a bunch that I've played or like. So, Metal Gear, Castlevania, Silent Hill, Metal Gear 3, Silent Hill 2, Metal Gear 2, Castlevania, Metal Gear, TMNT the arcade game, Silent Hill 3, Turtles in Time, okay, not so much Metal Gear Acid, The Simpsons arcade game, Lethal Enforcer is one of my favorite games of all time, Mystical Ninja is a fantastic game,
dude,
Contra,
time as a kid.
Gradius, fantastic. Rocket Knight's fucking amazing. Sunset Riders, Operation C for the Game Boy.
Sunset Riders is one of the more freaking rare Super Nintendo games, too. Like, it has got a price tag on it.
Oh, yeah. Other games that they've done, Dance Dance Revolution, the X-Men arcade game, Contra 3, the Alien Wars, Bucky O'Hare, the Yeez series, fucking, let me see, what else here? Police Knots. Like, Jesus, man. There's so many. Silent Scope. Sparkster. So many games. And Konami, just, what the fuck, man? Like, you're part of a lexicon, or sorry, you're part of the gaming identity. I mean, think about that. How many people, if you say the Konami code, even a layperson has a vague idea what you're talking about. You ask a gamer, up, 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 down, down, left, right, BA, select, start. We all know that. Fucking Google has it built into their website. If you do that, it'll do something weird.
It's very true. There is actually a lot of websites that have little awesome things, if, like, usually gaming-related websites. But if you put in the code, it'll pop up with something.
I think even ESPN had it hidden in their code, and it would do some really weird stuff. But yeah, there's just so much there that it boggles the mind as to what's going on. I know a couple of weeks ago, we did a show, or probably, I guess about a month ago, we were like, Sega, what's going on with you? This is yet another moment here where I really have to question what's going on with upper management. And I just wonder if it's the fact that it's the old guard, not necessarily new people coming in and being able to bring fresh ideas to the table.
Well, like I said, we really don't know what happened. It could be like a power struggle. It could be maybe he's even just retiring. We don't know. He didn't say anything. Like, I feel like he's under an NDA where he's not allowed to say anything until he's done these projects. Like, he could just be retiring. But the way they went about it caused this huge explosion. And, like, it just feels like Konami doesn't want anybody to know what exactly is going on yet. Which, whenever you don't let people know things, they automatically assume the worst. So, like, I don't know. I honestly doubt he's retiring. He doesn't seem like the type to ever want to stop making video games.
Well, yeah, because he's going to make something, you know, if he's going to make something awesome, he's going to do it. I mean, ultimately, I want Konami to return to form, and I want them to get out of this controversy that they're in. And I don't know. I mean, I doubt they're ever going to bury the hatchet with Kojima without backing up a truck full of money to his house. But but Kojima seems like the kind of guy to me who's in it for literally the artistic expression. He doesn't seem like the money type, but then again, it's not like I've sat down and had a beer with this guy to tell you for sure. But he gives off the impression that he wants to tell creative stories. He wants to give you the experience. I mean, he's literally the one guy whose games I can actually think of outside of, like, say, Chrono Trigger and a few other RPGs where I've sat down and really thought about the ending of a game, most notably Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty, when Solid Snake gives that speech right at the end of the game about the sanctity of life. I can't think of any other game series that's really done that. And I don't know. I mean, obviously, it sounds like I'm S-ing Kojima's D here, but numbers speak for themselves.
You're not wrong. Every game that he has worked on has had much more of a creative and new, like, it always adds a new flavor to his games. It's not like, you know, a Call of Duty game. Like, Metal Gear is not Call of Duty. It's not like, hey, it's the same thing, but a little bit different the next year. It's usually entirely been, like, just everything about it is thought through, good story. Like, he puts a lot of his soul into his games. Him and his team. I mean, I'm really curious how this is going to go, whether it's going to be him and his team is going to leave and create a new studio. Is he going to retire? Like, what is going to happen after this? But we won't know until these games release and they're out of their contract of, like, they have to work up, finish the game, right?
Yeah, like, I mostly want to know what's going to happen at E3. Because Konami occasionally will put together a really good E3 presentation, or it'll be really friggin' out there. So I'm really hoping they do something special, because they're going to have to do a fair chunk of damage control for this. They're going to want to win back the fans with this. And, I don't know, it seems like the last couple years, E3 becomes more and more important to publishers and how they're perceived in the public eye. Because you think about what happened with the Xbox One and when they announced the really stupid DRM, which they almost immediately backpedaled on.
Well, yes. I mean, we've gotten to an age where there's so many people making games and there's so many options as the consumer that it's all about whether or not we like you. Like, if Xbox is, you know, pulls a stupid move like that, it's like, oh, well, I have the PS4 to go to. And that's what happened. People got pissed off. They lost a lot of stock. They lost a lot of people buying their console. Like, it's all about public image now. Just because there's so many options. Like, I can literally go to my wall and there's, like, probably 200 games that I haven't even opened yet because I don't have time. Now, a regular consumer will only go to the store and buy one game for every 10 or 20 that I have over there because they're going to play it.
Well, do it eventually, but there was something that was brought up by Alpha Omega Sin on his YouTube channel the other day, and I think it's very important to pay attention to now, especially with playable teaser being no longer made available. As we move towards a more digital download content world and games become downloadable and streamable, what happens when people don't play nicey nice? I know, for example, I saw this recently. There were some people on Amazon Prime who have purchases through Amazon Video. Like, I think they purchased, I don't know, I'm just going to, let's say they bought the Expendables or something. And it says right in the user agreement, this will always be available for you to download or to stream no matter what. But if you look further in the fine print, sometimes videos will leave our library due to changing contracts. But you own that content, but guess what? You don't own that. You're purchasing a license to view it, which I think is really shitty, because I like digital media because it's so much more convenient. Instead of me having to get up and go to the store, I can pop in my credit card and wait half an hour.
See, the thing with the playable trailer there, though, it was free, was it not?
Yes, but in Germany, for example, it was part of your PlayStation Plus subscription.
Okay, well, I mean,
so they, in essence, paid for it.
You could state it that way, yeah, but when it comes to the people that have been freaking out that they're taking it down, it's not, like, in my opinion, it's not like you paid for it, so you're not really entitled to be able to re-download it anytime you want. It is kind of in their contract of how they want to do it. Do I believe it was a smart idea? No. Because, I mean, even, like, what I would have done, considering all of the knowledge that we have on the situation, is because that is still something that Konami had produced, the playable trailer, even though Silent Hills isn't coming out anymore, that would be one of the reasons why they probably wanted to take it down, is because it is a teaser to get people hyped up for that game. They could have just, you know, chopped off the very ending of it and re-uploaded it. Like, just having it so that it doesn't pop up saying Silent Hills. Like, mm-hmm. Just made it its own little thing where it was just made to scare the shit out of you.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I'm kind of hoping things eventually get kind of sorted out. But, like I said, I don't know how I feel about a lot of stuff going digital and not us having access to physical media.
Oh, I hate the idea. Like, I love having my physical discs because it's like, okay, the power, or like the internet just went out. It's usually one of the times I play a lot of games. If the internet goes down for maintenance or anything like that, I'm like, okay, I'm going to walk over to my wall, I'm going to pop in a CD, and I can play a video game. It shouldn't be, okay, the internet's down, I can't download it, or it won't connect to the internet, so I can't play it, even though I have it downloaded. It's like, really? Screw that.
Yeah, so I guess we'll just have to kind of wait and see what happens with digital distribution, physical media, because I know certain games never got a physical disc release. I think DuckTales Remastered did, but for the Wii U, but it never got a physical release for the Xbox 360 or PS3. I would like a physical release of that. Same with Marvel vs. Capcom 2, because those games got pulled off the digital storefronts, along with Ultimate vs. Capcom 3 and the Ultimate Alliance games got pulled off, including Deadpool, which at the time had only been out for a few months.
Yeah.
Like, I want physical copies. Fuck this download shit. Like I said, it's good for convenience, but
It's really good for the people that, like, there's a lot of gamers that they will buy a game, they'll download it, they'll play it, and then they'll wipe it from their hard drive and get another game. Like, people that play like that, fantastic. People that want to be able to go back and actually play their stuff without having to download it again. Because, like, especially in Canada here, where we don't always have the option for unlimited internet, having to download a 20 to 50 gig game to be able to play it, and then, you know, you beat it or whatever in a week and then have to download another one, it really sucks up the amount of data that we can have in a month in Canada.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a lot. It's not like, oh, I'm watching YouTube for a couple days. It's, I just watched YouTube for 2 months straight in one download.
Oh, yeah. Like, in fact, earlier this year, I had some trouble with my Xbox, and I had to re-download all my stuff. Thankfully, all my stuff is stored in the cloud, including saved games. I looked at my downloads for a day. I didn't even think this was possible. I know that sounds really fucking ignorant, but I downloaded over half a terabyte in a day. Now, thank God for unlimited internet. But, you know, not everyone has that option. So, I don't know. And considering most games now include gigantic patches, I mean, I know, for example, friends of mine play Mortal Kombat X on PC right now. They've had 3 15-gig patches since the game was launched.
Did you hear about the patch? It was like yesterday or the day before, which this is very, very good for the show here. They launched a patch that was supposed to, you know, fix all kinds of problems. And as soon as they launched it, everyone that downloaded it immediately, for whatever reason, it deleted your save. They quote-unquote immediately brought it back down so they could fix it before re-releasing it. But it wasn't for like a good couple of hours before they brought it down. So many people, a lot of my friends that play that nonstop right now, oh my god, they're so angry. And like people are demanding so much for the inconvenience.
I think they should be getting the combat pack for free at this point.
Yeah,
kind of like how when Ubisoft botched Assassin's Creed Unity, they're like, hey, you know what? Season's Pass, don't worry about it. Here's all the shit for free, and here's a free game.
Yeah, I mean, the combat pass or whatever it is, it allows you to get all the content unlocked for free, right?
No, the combat pack gives you all the DLC characters, but at this point they should be giving you either all the crypt stuff unlocked, but some people may not want that because they want to do it through a legit challenge, but at the very least give them all the characters and you owe us one more.
I think they should at least just give them the option, just be like, hey,
pick one.
There's a button to unlock everything because we screwed up. And like, because the main thing that most people are upset about is that they went and unlocked and put all this time into unlocking everything, and now it's all locked again. They're just like, I can't play as my character, I don't have the skins, I don't have this, and like, the easy route is like, okay, for those that got boned, we're sorry, here's a button that you can click optionally to just unlock everything, because we messed up.
The
patch is now out and is proper, and apparently it's heavily improved the game on PC, and no longer deletes your save, but it's like, oy.
You know what, Jamie? Do you remember a long time ago, in the long, long ago, when you just put in a game, it just worked? Don't you miss those days? Because I do.
I remember when I had a collection that I do that anyway, because I hate new games. Every time I put in a new game, it's like, okay, you just spent $80 on this. You have a chance that the console's not going to work. You have a chance that the CD's not going to work. You have a chance that, for whatever reason, the Xbox is going to eat that game. And then, you know, after this giant checklist of all the things that can go wrong with the hardware, you're like, this game may or may not be worth my $80.
Well, that and now...
It's like, pop your Super Nintendo cartridge in. Oh, it's not working. Blow in it. Oh, now it works.
Yep, or here, grab a Q-tip and some, like, rubbing alcohol, yeah, and it works. I mean, and now we have to worry about day one patches. Now we have to worry about additional DLC being put in. And season's passes are creeping up. I think the Batman Arkham Asylum one, something like $40 now. Like, that's creeping up there, man.
Like, it's been getting pretty bad. I mean, for new games, honestly, I don't think I've bought much in a while.
New game I bought was Battlefield Hardline, because it wasn't given out to very many reviewers, and I can kind of see why. Because it's Battlefield 4.0, basically. It's just... eh. It's fun, but...
eh. Yeah, I don't know, like... Generally, I've been buying a lot of PS3 games lately. Like, I'll go into a store, or I'll find people that are selling them, and it's like, they're like $5. And they're like RPGs. I can't go wrong with that. Even if I don't end up getting to play them because they're RPGs and they're too long, it's a PS3 disc, which the Blu-rays are pretty much resistant to most damage. So I can guarantee that that's going to work. At this point, the only thing I have to worry about is my PS3 crapping out, because it is one of the older models.
Yeah, because I had that happen to me last year.
Like, at some point when PS3's dropped down, I'll buy another one, just because I have a large PS3 library that is just really good games. Like, and it's funny because we're coming back to Konami here. Konami has a lot of really good games for Sony titles, or, like, Sony titles from Konami. Some of them being the Metal Gear, and they're just screwing it. I hope it doesn't affect... Like you said, you bought a PS3 for the Metal Gear series. I hope this doesn't affect Sony, because I like where Sony's at right now.
Sony's PS4, it's come a lot farther along than I thought it ever was going to. I mean, now there's good games for both systems. There's good exclusives for both. They're sitting at a really good spot in their libraries now. So I guess we'll just have to kind of wait and see what happens next.
Yeah, and especially with this whole Konami and Kojima bit, like, really, we just have to wait. We won't know. Everything's speculation right now.
Yeah, I guess, like, we'll know more after E3.
Yeah, E3's episode is going to be fantastic. We'll be able to figure out what's going on here, because they'll have told us, and we'll get to learn about all the stuff that we should be excited about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping for our E3 coverage each day. Maybe we'll do a small episode each day, and then at the end of E3 week, we'll do kind of a huge wrap-up. So expect a lot of gaming coverage from us this year, because there should be a lot of really big announcements. And I'm hoping there'll be something that'll get me to call EB right away and, like, pre-order. So I'm hoping. So anyway, guys, we're going to come back next week. We're not sure what we're going to be talking about, because as the industry changes, so do we. So for the prototype, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd.
And I've been Jamie J.J. Johnston saying, please, Konami, make another Turtles in Time.
Off to the waterfall, then to the base, to replace all the aliens with corpses. Brace yourself for a battle of epic proportions. Alien abortion, but that's just a portion of what we're here to do. Be the land staying true, flamethrowers will subdue any threat coming through. Red and blue, the colors of the death of the falcon invading the earth. But now I'm doubting whether they'll even succeed. R.I.P. on the ship, guaranteed entity, along with the T.Y.T. Saving the universe, heroes we be.